poverty, a virtue for priestly living, or a scourge of humanity? Well, both, according to a new book of reflections on poverty compiled by Franciscans International, a non-governmental organization representing friars and sisters working in countries all over the world. The book, launched at the United Nations in Geneva recently, contains stories from a dozen different countries across the globe where poverty continues to plague people's lives, from Asia, Africa, or Latin America to our so-called wealthy Western nations in Europe and North America.
Poverty is not just in the South, it's also in the North. And that is something the Franciscan community knows, because they know the marginalized people, even also in the North, and they know this poverty that is sometimes hidden. And one of their aims is also that this poverty is revealed and that these people are listened to.
Michael Mutzner works on advocacy for Franciscans International and is one of the editors of this new book, World Poverty: Franciscan Reflections.
Poverty is a very important issue, of course, for the Franciscan family, and we represent the Franciscan family at the United Nations. So having a book on poverty can seem quite obvious, I would say, for an organization like us. But what's interesting in tackling this issue is that Franciscans also have an interesting approach towards poverty, because on the one hand they will say that poverty is a value, is an ideal for Franciscans, and at the same time what we are saying is that a certain form of poverty has to be combated. So this is a little bit one of the issues we try to address in this book. What represents poverty for us, and When is it a value? When is it maybe also something that has to be addressed?
So almost a paradox, you're saying, at the heart
There's
of this whole question.
Exactly. There's a paradox. And actually, the book is opening with an article from Tade Matura, OFM brother, who addresses right this question about this paradox of poverty. The other articles then are more experiences from the field, from grassroots Franciscans and sisters around the world who tell about their experiences and the people they are living with.
Can you share some of those experiences with us? Can you tell us about some of the most perhaps significant examples of brothers and sisters working to combat poverty in countries around the world?
Yes, there are some Franciscans are telling about their personal experience. I'm thinking, for example, of Sister Alfonsa Fatima, who's an FMM sister from India. She chose with her sisters to live among the Dalits, so an excluded community in India, and she lived with them and she learned them to gain confidence in themselves and to fight for their rights to be treated as human beings, because it was not the case before. And she worked especially with the women there who they had a very difficult situation, and they were able to improve the situation through their work, and she tells a lot about her personal experience. And then there are articles who talk more about a situation without being a testimony of a personal experience. So, for example, there is an article on poverty and aging, because we think that poverty is a problem as well in the South as in the North also. So there's an article, for example, on poverty and aging in France and how these people are excluded and suffer from being marginalized and having a lack of resources to live in full dignity.
But are these mainly examples of where Franciscans have been able to make a difference? In other words, stories of overcoming particularly difficult situations of poverty?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes it's just a constat that's how things are, and it's a kind of appeal also to work maybe on another level. And this is also the complementarity between Franciscans International's work and the work on the grassroots, because there are some problems that need to be tackled at a structural level, at the international level, because changing things at the grassroots sometimes are not possible when the structures are wrong. So there are both these dimensions also in the book.
If you're talking about tackling the structures, there is a growing awareness, isn't there, at international level, within the UN and so on, of the need to really tackle these issues of trade and debt and so on. And yet it doesn't seem in many cases to be making a difference to people living at the grassroots.
That's true. It's because progress are always slow and difficult, but yet progress are existing. And maybe I can tell about one of our latest success, which was to contribute very much to the creation of the mandate of a special rapporteur on contemporary forms of slavery. This is a problem. Millions of people are affected by contemporary forms of slavery, be it prostitution, smuggling, forced labor. Millions of people are affected, and now we were able to appoint a special rapporteur on contemporary forms of slavery. The person will be appointed, but the mandate has been created by the Human Rights Council, and this rapporteur will be able to visit the countries to see the situation in the field and make recommendations to the state.
So this is an example, as you say, of a small but significant victory in the fight against eliminating this kind of trafficking and this modern form of slavery.
Yes, absolutely. This rapporteur will have some publicity. The Human Rights Council is working with a whole set of rapporteurs. And there's also one on extreme poverty. And we also are lobbying this independent expert about issues of poverty. We have written, based on the contribution of members of the Franciscan family, a position paper on extreme poverty and human rights, and we submitted this to this independent expert, and he has taken our recommendations into account, into his work, and in further also defining the concept of extreme poverty, and for example the issue of discrimination, which is a very important issue to us, because we think that often poverty is a consequence of discrimination. And also, poverty by itself often causes discrimination. And so we ask him also to study further this issue.
You mentioned at the beginning that you bring a very particular Franciscan perspective to this whole question of poverty. What particular emphasis, perhaps, do you give to your work that distinguishes it from other NGOs working on this issue?
Yes, I think it's very much like this book shows it, this experience from the field, because what we do here is really be a vector of what's going on the field and just be the voice of the Franciscans themselves on what they experience on the field. And this book is also a way to do it, because we contacted Franciscans, members of the Franciscan family on the grassroots, and are bringing their stories at the UN. We launched the book. Some of the Franciscans, authors of the book, were here, were able to speak in front of the international community, of the representative of the diplomatic missions. And I think that this is a specificity of Franciscans' international work, is to be based on this large membership of Franciscans, of members of the Franciscan family. And it's really what makes also the richness of this organization. We have so many people working in so many different fields, in hospitals, in education centers, working with migrants, with people victim of trafficking, working with the poor, with children abandoned in the streets, and so on. And I think this is really what makes the richness of this NGO.
Thanks there to Michael Mutzner of Franciscans International. And you can order a free copy of that book, World Poverty, Franciscan Reflections, on their website, www.franciscansinternational.org.